today is December 25th. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Merry Christmas. This Christmas reading is always interesting for me. Because I feel like I'm stealing away to be with friends while there's so much else going on around me. But I also feel like, yeah, there's a lot of people having wonderful moments together. And then there are those that this will be the only point of contact with anybody today. And that makes me sad, and it makes me hopeful at the same time. Because I'm glad that we could be together. I'm glad that we have this. I wish everyone had a warm fire and a nice tree and a cup of something warm to drink and friends and family all around. But I know that's not the reality. But I also know that that's not the point. The point is, everything has changed. Christ has come. We now have hope for a future. So whether you are stealing away just to make sure you don't miss a day in the Bible, whether you are listening to this after a long Christmas day, or whether this is the only point of contact you have with Christmas, there is hope. It doesn't matter where you are right now. There is hope. Never forget that. Christ has come. Everything has changed.
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 through 23. Then another message came to me from the Lord of Heaven's armies. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. My love for Mount Zion is passionate and strong. I am consumed with passion for Jerusalem. And now the Lord says, I am returning to Mount Zion, and I will live in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the Faithful City. The mountain of the Lord of Heaven's armies will be called the Holy Mountain. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Once again, old men and women will walk Jerusalem's streets with their canes and will sit together in the city squares. And the streets of the city will be filled with boys and girls at play. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. All this may seem impossible to you now, a small remnant of God's people. But is it impossible for me? Says the Lord of Heaven's armies. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. You can be sure that I will rescue my people from the east and from the west. I will bring them home again to live safely in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and just toward them as their God. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Be strong and finish the task. Ever since the laying of the foundation of the temple of our Lord of Heaven's armies, you have heard what the prophets have been saying about completing the building. Before the work on the temple began, there were no jobs and no money to hire people or animals. No traveler was safe from the enemy, for there were enemies on all sides. I had turned everyone against each other, but now I will not treat the remnant of my people as I treated them before, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. For I am planting seeds of peace and prosperity among you. The grapevines will be heavy with fruit. The earth will produce its crops, and the heavens will release the dew. Once more I will cause the remnant in Judah and Israel to inherit these blessings. Among the other nations, Judah and Israel became symbols of a cursed nation, but no longer. Now I will rescue you and make you both a symbol and a source of blessing. So don't be afraid. Be strong and get on with rebuilding the temple. For this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. I was determined to punish you when your ancestors angered me, and I did not change my mind, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. But now I am determined to bless Jerusalem and the people of Judah. So don't be afraid. But this is what you must do. Tell the truth to each other. Render verdicts in your courts that are just and that lead to peace. Don't scheme against each other. Stop your love of telling lies that you swear are truth. I hate all these things, says the Lord. Here's another message that came to me from the Lord of Heaven's armies. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. The traditional fasts and times of mourning you have kept in early summer, midsummer, autumn, and winter are now ended. They will become festivals of joy and celebration for the people of Judah. So love, truth, and peace. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. People from nations and cities around the world will travel to Jerusalem. The people of one city will say to the people of another, come with us to Jerusalem to ask the Lord to bless us. Let's worship the Lord of Heaven's armies. I'm determined to go. Many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord of Heaven's armies and to ask for his blessing. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. In those days, 10 men from different nations and languages of the world will clutch at the sleeve of one Jew, and they will say, please, let us walk with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Revelation 16, 1 through 21. mighty voice from the temple say to the seven angels, "Go your ways, and pour out on the earth the seven bowls containing God's wrath." So the first angel left the temple and poured out his bowl on the earth, and horrible, malignant sores broke out on everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became like the blood of a corpse, and everything in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs, and they became blood. And I heard the angel who had authority over all water saying, "You are just, O Holy One, who is and who always was, because you have sent these judgments. Since they shed the blood of your holy people and your prophets, you have given them blood to drink. It is their just reward." And I heard a voice from the altar saying, "Yes, O Lord God, the Almighty, your judgments are true and just." And the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, causing it to scorch everyone with its fire. Everyone was burned by this blast of heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over all these plagues. They did not repent of their sins and turn to God and give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. His subjects ground their teeth in anguish, and they cursed the God of heaven for their pains and sores, but they did not repent of their evil deeds and turn to God. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great Euphrates River, and it dried up, so that the kings from the east could march their armies toward the west without hindrance. And I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouths of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. They are demonic spirits who work miracles and go out to all the rulers of the world to gather them for battle against the Lord on that great judgment day of God the Almighty. Look, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for me, who keep their clothing ready, so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed. And the demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place with the Hebrew name, Armageddon. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a mighty shout came from the throne of the temple saying, "It is finished." Then the thunder crashed and rolled and lightning flashed, and a great earthquake struck, the worst since people were placed on the earth. The great city of Babylon split into three sections, and the cities of many nations fell into heaps of rubble. So God remembered all of Babylon's sins, and he made her drink the cup that was filled with the wine of his fierce wrath, and every island disappeared, and all the mountains were leveled. It was a terrible hailstorm, and hailstones weighing 75 pounds fell from the sky onto the people below. They cursed God because of the terrible plague of the hailstorm. Psalm 144, 1 through 15, a Psalm of David. Praise the Lord who is my rock. He trains my hands for war and gives my fingers skill for battle. He is my loving ally and my fortress, my tower of safety, my rescuer. He is my shield, and I take refuge in him. He makes the nations submit to me. O Lord, what are human beings that you should notice them? Mere mortals that you should think about them, for they are like a breath of air. Their days are like a passing shadow. Open the heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so they billow smoke. Hurl your lightning bolts and scatter your enemies. Shoot your arrows and confuse them. Reach down from heaven and rescue me, Rescue me from deep waters, from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are full of lies. They swear to tell the truth, but they lie instead. I will sing a new song to you, O God. I will sing your praises with a 10-stringed harp. For you grant victory to kings. You rescued your servant David from the fatal sword. Save me. Rescue me from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are full of lies. They swear to tell the truth, but they lie instead. May our sons flourish in their youth like well-nurtured plants. May our daughters be like graceful pillars, carved to beautify a palace. May our barns be filled with crops of every kind. May the flocks in our fields multiply by the thousands, even tens of thousands. And may our oxen be loaded down with produce. May there be no enemy breaking through our walls, no going into captivity, no cries of alarm in our town squares. Yes, joyful are those who live like this. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Proverbs 30, 29 through 31. There are three things that walk with stately stride. No, four that strut about. The lion, king of animals, who won't turn aside for anything. The strutting rooster, the male goat. A king as he leads his army. That last little phrase kind of sums it up. You know, it's easy to read something like the book of Revelation and go, well, this isn't the nice, tidy little Christmas wrapped up in a bow that I would prefer. I like baby Jesus. What happened to baby Jesus? Well, it's very easy to say everything changed because Christ came as a baby into the world. But this is God we're talking about. Yes, he came as a helpless child to live as one of us. That's so true. But this is God, the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the universe, the creator of all, without beginning and without end, wrapped in human flesh. This is God, and baby Jesus grows up. And we know the story of his humanity because he modeled life for us. And yes, this baby will grow and will die brutally at the hands of his creation. But this is God we are talking about. And his death on the cross and even his resurrection is not the end of the story. Not by a long shot. This is the King of Kings. This is the Lord of Lords we are talking about here, that has come on this Christmas day. The King of the Universe. And he will return. And he will have his day. And his kingdom will come, and he will sit upon the throne. And these are things that we pray for, and these are things that we long for, and these are things that we dream about. But there's a battle to get there. And if we hadn't figured that out, we need to sit down and consider life for a moment. Because isn't it lived that way? In drama, knowing inherently in all of our folk stories for all time, there is good, there is evil, there is a villain, there is a hero. So yeah, Yeah, maybe on Christmas Day. We'd like to stick to baby Jesus born in the manger, and that's fine. But let's not forget that this is God. And let's not forget that He is mighty. And let's not forget that He will rule and reign. Oh, and let us not forget that we are a part of bringing that to be. And let's not forget that we are His servants. We are His children. We are joint heirs with Jesus, according to Scripture, to this kingdom's coming. So for the Christian to long for the end times to never come because they sound kind of scary, that is to long for the kingdom that we are joint heirs to never come. That's, in a crass way, sort of like knowing that you are going to hit the lottery, and it will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, but sort of wishing for that not to happen yet. When Jesus came, everything changed, and it will never be the same again. We get to be a part of that. How fortunate are we? And our dear Lord Jesus, we declare that. How fortunate are we that You would come for us, that You would come the way that You did, and that You would conquer hell, death, and the grave the way that You did. And that You will return the way that You will. We long for this. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come, Lord Jesus, come. But until that very day, come, Holy Spirit. Lead us into all truth. Lead us deeper into Jesus, we pray, that we might serve You and love You well. We rejoice in this special day, the day commemorating Your birth, Your arrival on the scene. Nothing will ever be the same, and we love You for it. So come to our hearts today in Christ's beautiful, holy, majestic, all-powerful, and yet humble name. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. I don't know that you're going to come get involved in any way that you can or will today. It's Christmas Day, but maybe you will. I'm sure that there will be people around chatting on the forums and in the chat rooms that maybe have nothing else going on. So come and meet up. Enjoy community here. And buckle your seatbelts. This is a day that a lot of people got a lot of MP3 players, a lot of iPhones, a lot of iTouches, a lot of iPads. The family is about to grow again. Be ready to welcome them. Understanding that this never ends. Our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with God's Word, this isn't something we tick off our to-do list. This is how we live. It's Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas, my family. I love you. I love you very, very, very much. May this day be rich, knowing who you are and what has happened because Jesus came. Have a wonderful Christmas. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. Ah, here said he, thou the holy maiden Mary, most highly favored lady. Thou shalt be our generation's Lord and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel by his foretold, most highly favored lady. God, she said, my soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady.